We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
When Jesus was near, they had nothing to fear. They could trust in him. And the Lord didn't just speak the words. He didn't just tell them not to be afraid, but he proved why they shouldn't be afraid by calming the storm. And they marveled at his power. They marveled at his ability to calm the sea. This is going to be a different type of message this evening, but I want to look at a couple of thoughts. My message title is Bible Truths for Every Pandemic. Bible Truths for Every Pandemic, for any pandemic. And I'm going to give you some Bible verses that have been a help to me that I've studied and have read and looked at during this time. And I just want to give you some thoughts from these passages of Scripture. It's not going to be a three-point and a poem kind of sermon, but it's going to be a message that is just, I believe, practical and really just a message to give us biblical perspective during these days. With Matthew chapter 8, and my very first thought for this evening, my first verse, my first passage of Scripture is Matthew chapter 8, and we're going to begin our reading in verse 23. I want us to consider this. Jesus taught his disciples before he calmed the storm. Jesus taught his disciples before he calmed the storm. Number two, our second principle. Number two, when you're stressed or when we're stressed and tired, Jesus offers rest for the soul. Number three, it's Matthew chapter 7. God gives to us good gifts. God gives to us good gifts. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7, the Bible says, "Ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock." You know, the Apostle Paul had a physical ailment, and the Bible says it was a thorn in his flesh. He had a physical ailment, and you know, we don't know what it is. The Bible doesn't tell us. I believe it was blindness because of what he wrote to the church at Galatia, that he wrote the entire letter with his own hand, he said. And he said if they were able to, they would have plucked out their own eyes and given it to the Apostle Paul. And so I believe that Paul struggled with a type of blindness, if not totally blind. Now, I don't know. The Bible doesn't say. But you could imagine, if that's the case, the struggle that Paul would have had in ministry. And no wonder he sought the face of God three times, and not just three prayers, but three seasons of prayer. "Lord, please take this thorn away from me. Lord, I can do more. I can do more for you if I could see." But God knew best. And God said, "Paul, if I take this thorn away from you, all of the revelations I've given you, all of the ministry opportunities I've given you would be spoiled because pride would creep up in your heart. And I couldn't use you to the same extent of what I can use you now." And though the devil, he delivered this thorn to buffet you or to punch you in the face, I allowed this thorn because I'm a good father. And I have a plan for your life, and you may not understand it this side of heaven, but just trust my heart that I know best for your life. Because God doesn't give us these good gifts of avoidance from the storm or avoidance from the thorn or avoidance from the trial. But he does give us the comfort and the grace to get through it and to excel and to grow because of his grace in our life. All right, that's number three. Number four is this. Write it down. Jesus cares about how you feel. Jesus cares about how you feel. There may be times in your life that you may wonder that. And you may wonder if Jesus truly cares about how you feel. Psalm 55 is the text for this thought here. Psalm 55. This is the Psalm of David. And the Bible says in verse 1, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terror of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, ah, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Verse 16, jump down to verse 16 here. Look at this. The Bible says, for as for me, I will call upon God. And the Lord shall save me evening and morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud. And he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. Now, I think we would understand from this psalm, this is Psalm 55, by the way, I think we would all agree that the psalmist is deeply afflicted in his life. I mean, he uses the expression here, sore pained. And the idea there, the Hebrew meaning of the word, is to run around in circles in pain. And I don't know if you've ever experienced maybe a bone injury or a muscle injury, and you couldn't sleep at night because it was just throbbing in pain. And you kind of rolled back and forth in your bed, and you couldn't be still because the pain was so bad. And we're not talking about physical pain in David's life. We're talking about emotional pain that he had. And he said, I was in sore pain. I couldn't stand still. I was going in circles with so much pain that I had in my heart. I mean, the psalmist was hurting greatly. His heart was broken. In fact, in verse number 13 there, you can look at it. In verse 13, many believe that he's talking, when he speaks of his friend and companion, that he's talking about Ahithophel, his wise advisor. Ahithophel, David would trust him with his life. And Ahithophel was one that he would run to in difficult times and get wisdom and help and counsel. And Ahithophel turned against David and tried to get his own son to murder the king. You can imagine how that felt in his heart. And he's running for his life as his own son, his own flesh and blood was trying to kill him. And he was running for his life, and he was in deep distress and deep anguish. In fact, he says in the scripture here that he was in so much fear that it would produce trembling in his life. He wanted to get away from it all. He says in the scripture here, he says, I would be like a dove. And I would just like to fly away. Have you ever had moments like that where you wish you were a bird, a dove, and you could just fly away from your troubles? You could get away from the stress of life and all the difficulties that you have. You could just be like a dove. Verse 7, he says, I would wander afar off. I would get away from all of this. All of these troubles, I would, verse 8, look at this. I would make a quick escape from the storm. I would get away quickly because of the turmoil and the stress upon his life. You know, a lot of people, they believe, and a lot of people actually turn to drugs because they believe they're in so much emotional pain. They just want a moment of relief, and they want to get away from the stress and the turmoil and the pain. The problem is drugs, that it doesn't bring rest to your soul. Drugs just brings more pain and stress and turmoil. It's like pouring gasoline onto a fire. It doesn't put out the fire. It makes the fire bigger. And yeah, they may have a moment's rest, but guess what? When they come back to that, it's not rest at all, because the problem is bigger and the turmoil is bigger and the stress is bigger. And now they have hurt other people.
Hey, it's Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We want to invite you to join us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths, but also your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N 0A7, or using e-transfer by sending your gift to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. This would be a great blessing to us and a help to this ministry. We also want to pray for you and with you. You can head over to kitchenerbaptist.org/pray, complete the form, and we'll add your request to our prayer list. We would love to help you in this way. You can check out our website at kitchenerbaptist.org. You're going to find several free resources to help you in your Christian life, including a free Bible reading schedule. Check it out today. If you have any questions about this morning's message or about God's work in our life each day, please reach out to us using the contact information at kitchenerbaptist.org. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to give us a call or send us an email, even if it's just to say hi. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, we can return to our message. Here, once again, is Pastor Burns.
David had great hurt in his heart. And so how was David going to get relief in his life? How was David going to help such pain? Well, look what the Bible says in verse 16. This is wonderful. He says, I'll call upon the name of the Lord. He says, I will pour out my desires of my heart to him. I will cry out to him. I will tell him how I feel. And I'm here to tell you, listen to me, God cares about how you feel. He truly does. He cares about how you feel. He says, David says, I will call upon the name of the Lord. And notice his confidence in God. Notice David's confidence in God. He says, he will save me. The Lord will be there and he will help me. He's pouring his heart out to God. He says, I will call upon the Lord morning and day and evening. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 164, you could write it down and read it later, 119, verse 164, the psalmist said, 7 days, 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. The thought here to cry out loud is to groan and to sigh. We're not even talking about words. We're not even talking about David being able to put his emotional stress together in sentences. He's just groaning and sighing to God. And yet he says, the Lord will hear my cry. What a confident language of faith. God will hear my cry because he cares about how I feel. You know, I believe that you can strongly connect this metaphor of David as he pictures a dove flying away from a storm. I believe as Christians, we can strongly connect that metaphor with our prayer life. Because I truly believe that prayer, crying out to God, telling God how we feel, is like getting away from the turmoil of our life. It's a moment just to pour our hearts out to God And whether that's morning, evening, or night, or morning, day, and evening, or however many times a day, don't let all of that build up inside you until you snap at someone you love. Listen, tell the Lord about it. Cast your care upon the Lord. Listen, it's important for us to tell it to Jesus, and I'm here to tell you, He cares about how you feel. He cares about the burdens you're carrying. And David cries out to God in a very difficult time in his life. The hymn writer said, "Are you weary? Are you heavy-hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. Are you grieving over joys departed? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus. Tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You've no other such a friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone." Number five, God takes you by the hand. God takes us by the hand, and He leads us and He comforts us. Now, I want us to turn, if we could, to Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41, this is just a great passage of scripture, and I'm going to give you some context here. This is just a wonderful scripture. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse number 9, Isaiah 41 and verse 9, the Bible says this: "Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, Thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And then jump down to verse 13. This will be a blessing. You can underline it in your Bible. "For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not. I will help thee." Now, there's some great significance here I want to mention to you. But first, the context of the scripture that I just read, Isaiah 41, is written to the Jews during their years of exile in Babylon. And the message that we have before us is real simple, and it's God's people have nothing to fear. God's people have nothing to fear. This is a message filled with great consolation. It's a message not just for the Jews in this particular time, but it's a message for the church in 2020 during the pandemic. It's a message for the chosen in Christ. We have nothing to fear because God is with us. If God be for you, then who can be against you? The Apostle Paul penned. God is with us. He says here in this passage of scripture, he says, "The Lord," verse 10, "fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed." The word there, dismayed, is an interesting word. The thought is to look and to see. And the idea of being dismayed is to look around and to be afraid. That's the thought. Be not dismayed. When you look around, you see what's happening in our world today. You see empty shelves where toilet paper used to be. You see crowds of people lined up at Walmart. You see panic on people's faces. And when you look around, you start to maybe get a little anxious. The message of God is don't be dismayed. I think the greatest illustration of this is Peter. When Peter was walking on water, everything was going well when he was walking by faith. By the way, it's an illustration of your Christian life, because the Christian life is faith. It's faith-based. The just shall live by faith. And faith is looking unto Jesus. And as long as you're looking unto Jesus, then everything's going to be okay. You're going to walk above the storm. You're going to walk over the storm. The waves won't affect you. The water won't affect you. I mean, the storm has no effect on you. You're going to walk right past it. You're going to do the miraculous. You're going to do the impossible. But as soon as you take your eyes off Jesus and you become dismayed, and you look at the storm and the winds and the waves, and you say, "Wait a minute, I can't walk on water. This is impossible." Then you become dismayed and you begin to fear. And the Lord is saying in the scripture, listen, God's with us. I'm with you. I'm going to help you. Don't be dismayed. Don't be afraid. Look at this. He says, I will uphold thee. The thought here is the enablement of God. To uphold us means that the Lord will enable us through the trial. The Apostle Paul said this, I can do all things through Christ who pours his life in me. And that's what the idea is, to strengthen me or to enable me. He's pouring his life through me because the Christian life is not lived in my strength, but I'm dead in Christ. Not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the power of the Son of God. And so Christ is pouring my life, his life into me, and he's enabling me. And no matter what comes in my life, where God leads me, I know that he's going to uphold me. He's going to help me. And then the Bible says he'll uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. This is an incredible statement because it speaks of the nature of God. This expression here, my faithful right hand, the phrase it means God's faithful right hand. And the phrase is a Hebrew mode of expression, meaning that God's hand was faithful and that God's hand could be relied on and that God's hand would secure them. And it speaks the right hand. It speaks of God's might and God's strength and God's power. And so the Bible says here, listen, don't fear. Don't look around and be dismayed. I'm going to enable you. I'm going to hold you up by my strength and by my power. That's what he's saying to us today. Now, these two next verses, I'm almost done here. Don't tune out. This is good. The next two verses that he gives is poetic. Verse 13 and verse 14. In verse 14, he says, wait a minute. He says, but we are but worms. I am but a worm. And the thought here of a worm speaks of our condition and is used to describe someone who is poor and afflicted. And really, it's the object of insignificance. You know, the hymn writer said, for such a worm as I, it speaks of our inability to save ourselves. Job said in Job 25, he said, how much less man that is a worm. And he speaks of the glory of God and the might of God. And when he compares Almighty God with humanity, he says, listen, we're just a worm. We're insignificant when it comes to God. The psalmist said in Psalm 22, verse 6, he says, but I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men. And despised of the people. It speaks here of his affliction and the fact that he could not in his own strength help himself. Now, look what the Bible says in verse 13. This is wonderful. We have to, again, these are poetic and it teaches us such an incredible message. It says that God comes down to us, worms. We are weak. We have no strength. And he grabs us. Look at this. He grabs our right hand. He doesn't just say hand. He says our right hand. It speaks of our strength. But the Bible says in verse 14 that we have no strength. So he grabs our ability. Or look at this. I love this. Where our strength ends. And he grabs our right hand. And he says to us, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you to get through and to be what I've called you to be. I think we know the story, we know the song, Jesus Loves Me. The song actually was first seen as a poem in a novel in 1860, written by Anna Bartlett Warner. And in the novel, someone was reading this poem to a dying child. And the poem goes like this. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little children here belong. They are weak, but he is strong. The thought of this passage of scripture is that in our weakness and our inability, in our insignificance to help ourselves, God reaches down and grabs our weakness or our right hand. He grabs our hand and he helps us. He enables us. He gives us the power and the strength to be what he's called us to be. And that's why the Apostle Paul could say in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10, he says, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at kitchenerhope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit timelesstruthsradio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.